Leave.
Is this on? Oh, wonderful. All right. Just want to say thank you very much for coming along for this announcement this morning. I do appreciate the crowd that's just turned up here in the studio. It's been a hard decision to make. I've had to, you know, obviously consult with my family and with those around me that care about me in the future. After a bit of soul searching overnight, I have decided, as of today, effective immediately, to retire from representative football. Yeah, I know, yep. I know the decision was never going to be a popular one, but I will be making myself unavailable for selection for any future State of Origin games today. And I do apologise to Darius Boyd, whose decision I may have trumped with that, but let's face it, I probably had as much chance of making the Queensland State of Origin side as he did.
Sorry to hear about your retirement.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Yes, hard decision to make, but I thought that's it. You know, I think time's time.
But there's only one question.
Yes.
Who's going to cut up the oranges?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I'm not sure who's going to take over that job now, but there is a vacancy available.
Yeah, the only fellow that clenched his hand and went, yes. Was Alfie
Langer.
He's going to get back again.
That's right. There might be a recall coming. I think the King's waiting on a call himself.
I'm not saying it isn't so.
Mate, I'm sorry, but, you know, time is time.
Mate, you have been inspiring kids for years.
Yes,
you know?
I know.
You're in that top echelon of players like Minto and Monaghan.
That's right. Well, you know, I spent some time with the New South Wales side there in the Legends of League game and then played for Australia.
Yeah, look, we all make poor decisions, Corp. Let's not go into that.
And I did actually send a text message to Shane Webke asking him if he wanted to come on the best breakfast show in southeast Toowoomba to announce his retirement, and I got back tempting. That was it.
Tempting. I would agree with that.
So he's
that
not.
That is very sad news, Lee. You've really wrecked my day now.
Well, I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry, but as I say, you know, the body can only take what the body can take, and it's got to that point.
And by looking at your body, it's taken a lot.
It's taken a hell of a lot. That's right. A lot of six packs, a lot of burgers,
usually beer. That's
right. A lot of pizzas. A lot of sitting around. But yes, unfortunately, it's, you know, time has come.
Mate, it's actually shocked the world. I've had calls from everywhere. And mate, after representing Australia and New South Wales,
yes.
I mean, it's a sad day, really, is for rugby league. I mean, we were bringing back the Legends of League to Toowoomba for 100 years of rugby league next year, of course, Toowoomba Rugby League celebrating a centenary. And, mate, I thought you'd be available. Look, maybe we can do something to encourage you to come out of retirement.
Mate, will I get another free shirt?
Well, you'll probably get a free shirt.
Yeah, I'm in.
And probably they'll throw in the socks and shorts this time.
Righto,
you
righto.
Know, it could be the incentive you need.
Yep, that's enough. You've coaxed me. I'm back. All right, and to give us a little bit of an update on how things are progressing with the Second Range Crossing, it's wonderful to have with me Sarah Delahunty, the Communications and Stakeholder Director of the Toowoomba Second Range Crossing. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, everyone.
All right, now just maybe a general overview we might start with of how things are progressing with our Second Range Crossing.
Well, it's going really well. It's getting to the very exciting stage now of the construction, and as people would be driving around, they can certainly see that we are getting closer and closer to finishing. So we've had, at the moment, we are about at 17 out of our 24 structures are complete.
Wow.
And in the coming months, some of those other bridges will be finished as well. So you can certainly see those as you're driving around. Some of our other big figures, we've had over close to 46,000 cubic metres of concrete has been poured for the bridges and some of the culverts and things.
Goodness.
That's about the equivalent of 7,500 cement trucks. So quite astounding amount of concrete being poured there. We've had about 9 million cubic metres of earth being moved and filled. And we've had close to 500 now deck units being installed across some of our bridges and structures.
Wow, it is just such a massive undertaking. And you're right, as we drive around now, you can really start to see the structures popping up in your view, and it's wonderful to see that. The viaduct area there, wow, it's just something stunning and has been for quite some time now. All right, tell us a little bit about how things are progressing as far as the New England Highway is concerned.
Yeah, that's a great one. So we've had, and I tell you what, the people in Highfields have been so fantastic. They have really been very accepting of all the traffic changes and impacts that we've had up there, and we've been working in closely with that community, and we do thank them for their patience. It's not much longer to go and we'll be out of their way. So we should be, by towards the end of this month, there should be two lanes open in each direction again. We will have some minor works that may need some shoulder or single lane closures in the coming months after that, but that will be happening outside of peak hours. And works are going to be complete on the New England Highway and the Arch Bridge is in about late July.
All right. And then, of course, the Warrego Highway, as the as we head west and east, how are things progressing there?
Yes, well, both of those, both west and east, you can certainly see when you're driving along those ways that we are doing the bridge works and some tie-in work. So in Charlton, so out in our western section, we will still have reduced lanes and reduced speeds down for a little while longer yet, probably around late August. And in the east at Hallerton Spa, you can see now you're on the new alignment, actually, when you're driving between here and Brisbane. But we still be doing some bridge works. We've got some centre medium works and some pavement lighting. A few things like that are still happening down there. So in the coming months, there will still be some traffic switches. There'll be reduced lanes and certainly reduced speeds while we're working in that area. And that'll be till around approximately late September.
All right. Now, there's always plenty of information that is available to the general public when it comes to anything that might be happening as far as controlled blasting or changed traffic conditions, night works, all those sorts of things. Where's the best place for people to go to get the information?
They can go to our website, but also our Facebook page. And if they're on either of those ones, they can sign up to our monthly construction updates. We have emails that go out. We have traffic updates that people can sign up to. So any of that sort of information is available very easily. We also have our 1-800 number that people can call if they want to check on things as well.
All right. Well, it is an exciting and massive project for this region. I know it's a cliche, but it certainly is a game changer. And Sarah, thank you very much for your time this morning, and hopefully we can catch up with you on a regular basis and just get updates for everybody as to how this is coming along, because I know plenty of people very, very excited about its completion.
Yes, that'd be wonderful, Lee. I'd happily do that.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious. And apparently a woman has decided to end her 25-year-long marriage after her husband gave her a highly unusual ultimatum. 53-year-old Mike informed his wife, Liz Haslam, she had to make a very difficult decision. Pick between him or her 30 dogs. And as many pet lovers would understand, Liz decided to pick her canine companions over her beloved, telling her disgruntled husband to sling his hook. She perhaps unsurprisingly hasn't heard from her estranged spouse in the 18 months since the split. Meanwhile, ex-hubby Mike is just enjoying some peace and quiet and walking barefoot in the backyard. And a heartbroken man says his girlfriend dumped him because the ghost of a 7-foot-tall circus ringmaster followed him home from an exorcism. Haven't we all been there, fellas? 37-year-old Ed Booker took part in the sinister ritual to rid a home of evil spirits, but he never realised the horrifying consequences it would have on his life. He claims his health rapidly went downhill and unexplainable things started happening after he participated in the paranormal cleansing. He says "die" was scrawled on the inside of his windows, and he even snapped an image showing the menacing circus worker lurking down a darkened corridor. The final straw for his girlfriend Donna came when she was attacked and pinned down by a macabre force at their home at Worthing in West Sussex. People have said, "It's not the flat that's evil, it's you. It's attached itself to you." Ed has always been interested in the supernatural, and he's also taken part in several exorcisms as part of a ghost hunting group. So your life's being ruined by a 7-foot ghost. Who are you gonna call? Oh, yeah.
You cannot be serious!
Triple M. Music. Celebrities. Sport. Gossip. The Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs Triple M.
Veteran actor Robert De Niro received a standing ovation at the Tony Awards on Sunday night, but it wasn't for anything he'd done on stage. It was after criticising President Donald Trump during his introduction of the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
The actor then proceeded to present Springsteen, who he referred to as Jersey Boy, with a special Tony Award for his Springsteen on Broadway show. While De Niro's comments about Trump were bleeped out during the telecast, the moment went viral online. Robbie Williams is set to join Russian soprano Ada Garofalina to entertain the crowd at the opening ceremony of the World Cup at a stadium in Moscow. The duo will also be joined by Brazil's two-time World Cup winner Ronaldo at Thursday's show, which will be held just 30 minutes before the kickoff to the first match between Russia and Saudi Arabia. A staunch soccer fan, the British superstar suggested it was a childhood dream and took to social media to give fans the good news.
Hi guys, I'll be performing at the opening match of the FIFA World Cup in Russia on Thursday, the 14th of June, and I'll be singing just before the first match, which is Russia versus Saudi Arabia at the Luzhniki Stadium in Moscow.
But it's not good news for fans of the Back to the Future franchise. There had been talk of a Back to the Future 4, but that news has been denied. The unhappy clarification comes after a fake Facebook post went viral over the weekend, claiming a fourth film had been secretly created last summer. The post, which came from an unofficial Michael J. Fox fan page, featured a photo of the Marty McFly star alongside Christopher Lloyd, playing Doc Brown, and Lee Thompson, Marty's mum. In a caption accompanying the post, the Fox imposter claimed that the film was near completion and fans could expect to see it in cinemas pretty soon. But in reality, it couldn't be any further from the truth. Although the photo does feature all three together, it was taken at the 2015 London Comic Con, where the trio reunited to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the original Back to the Future. So, at this stage, it's just reruns of the original three. And that's the latest.